Missouri, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House East Wing is expected to be completely gone, possibly by this weekend. The demolition to make way for President Trump's now $300 million ballroom. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation is urging the administration to hit the pause button to pause demolition until the proposed ballroom can go through the required public review processes. And they say they're deeply concerned that this gigantic ballroom will be larger than the iconic residence and that will overwhelm, you know, the architecture of the White House itself.
Furloughed government workers, meantime, going nearly 3 weeks without a paycheck on this day 23 of the federal government shutdown. Misty didn't just perform ballet. She changed and defined who belongs. Those are the words of Oprah Winfrey at last night's celebration of Misty Copeland, who became the first black female principal dancer at the American Ballet Theater a decade ago and is now retiring. She took one last spin at Lincoln Center in New York last night. This is ABC News.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced a notable increase in the number of children being screened for lead exposure this year. According to a press release, about 26% more children under the age of 6 have been screened for lead exposure compared to last year. DHS officials shared the data to honor National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week. They say screening more kids for lead exposure allows state and local health departments to catch more cases of lead poisoning before they lead to serious health impacts for the kids. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state coalition in filing an amicus brief challenging the deployment of the National Guard in Chicago. According to a press release, the brief argues the Trump administration's deployment of the National Guard is unlawful, unconstitutional, and undemocratic. In a statement, Attorney General Call said allowing a president to deploy the military into cities over the objection of their governors would be fundamentally inconsistent with our system of government. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration officials say the mild fall weather has left the waters of Lake Superior about 5 degrees warmer than average. According to a Northern News Now report, the average water temperature recorded on Lake Superior this year is about 53 degrees, higher than the usual mark of 48 degrees at this time of year. They also say 53 degrees is the second warmest that Lake Superior has ever been through this point in October. Experts warn that temperature shifts could impact things like algae blooms and fish habitats. After weeks of consideration, the city of Shell Lake has officially decided what to do with the donated sculpture. The city had originally considered plans to place the sculpture of a woman on a paddleboard with her dog in Memorial Park, but a number of residents expressed concerns over whether the Veterans Park was the right place for it. The city council then decided to accept the sculpture, but tasked the plan commission with finding a better place for it. At its meeting this month, the city council approved placing the sculpture at the Shell Lake Arts Center. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty. We are going to drop into the mid to upper 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
The dunks.
Driving down the lane to the rim, and he rips it down with a right hand.
The daggers.
Got it, count it, had a foul. John Blackwell is feeling it.
The exclamation points.
Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Again, and that's 100 for the Wisconsin Badgers.
107.5 FM, 1260 AM, WLAK.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review, joining us. Going to talk to the Milwaukee Public Museum about special things for Halloween and all things sports with Paul Noonan.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Thursday morning, October 23rd, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or catching us by podcast, YouTube, Facebook, however you got here. We appreciate that you're getting your day started right here. I got a question for you, and it's our question of the week from our Sunday morning newsletter. What's your stance on online sports betting in Wisconsin, especially when you consider that things like, you know, DraftKings and FanDuel and others, technically, they're not legal in Wisconsin. You could, you know, face misdemeanor gambling charges. It doesn't happen. It's kind of like the machines and all the bars and things around here. It's just not worth the effort. But what about having a fully legalized version of sports betting rooted in Wisconsin, where through the tribal casinos that want to participate, you could then online make sports bets, you know, that way from your couch? I mean, it's an exploding industry. There's just no doubt about it. But is that necessarily a good thing? Is it no big deal, but, you know, some people are going to become addicted and that's just part of what happens? Or is the risk too great and betting should not be expanded? What are your thoughts on that? We ask that in our weekly newsletter, Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. You can sign up for that at upnorthnewswi.com. Be among the first to see, among the first to answer. And then we tally up all the responses and share them, you know, the following weekend with a new question of the week. But it being Thursday and I'm getting set to, you know, tally up some of this week's responses for the newsletter, I'd love it if you jumped in the comment sections of YouTube or Facebook, or if you use the Civic Media app and text us your thoughts on online sports betting in Wisconsin. Again, for that newsletter, sign up over at upnorthnewswi.com. Coming up in just a bit, we are going to talk about the wrecking crew. I was going to say at the White House, there's actually two wrecking crews at the White House. We've known about the one on the inside, tearing down government institutions, democracy, checks and balances, rule of law, all those things. Now there's literally one on the outside. Yesterday, we were talking about how Trump was breaking his promise not to touch the White House by actually tearing down the facade of the East Wing. And then after the show came the update. No, they're tearing down the entire East Wing of the White House to make room for Trump's big expensive new toy that he claims is going to be funded with private dollars. But, you know, after that's over, there's still going to be the upkeep and everything else that goes along with it. And Congress, meaning you, got no oversight over that whatsoever. That's one of several headlines we'll be following out of Washington today. We'll, on the much lighter side, hear from Sharita Booker, our social media manager, and we will talk about some of this week's events that are coming up. Let's see, right now it's 34 degrees here in the Chippewa Valley right now. It is a chilly one as we head down to Madison Studio A2 where Parker Olson is standing by, producing all of the fun and games down here. And Parker Olson, as I heard during the newscast, ace reporter Parker Olson. I also learned yesterday there's some new producers being trained. He's engaged in the training. This man wears many hats, not just a lot of hair and glasses. He does it all.
My luscious locks cannot be contained by all the hats I wear, Mr. Crightwell.
Clearly not. So how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I would appreciate it if it got just a little warmer, just a little.
Well,
I don't love the crisp in the air when I leave at 5 a.m.
It is allegedly going to get a little warmer. That's what we hear. But, you know, for the moment, we've got temperatures in the upper 30s pretty much statewide, 28 in parts of western Wisconsin, Hudson, New Richmond, Amory, places like that. It's as warm as 43 in Milwaukee, but also in places like Waupaca reporting 43. Who else? Somebody else nearby there looks to be Shawano Appleton in at 43. But yeah, a whole lot of 30s and a very, very gradual warm up is what's coming up. Not the kind where we're not going to see 70 again. We might not even see 60 in parts of Wisconsin for a while here. That's no fun, but it's part of the calendar. You know,
60 is my prime spot. That's where I want to be. 55, yep. Okay, for fall, fine.
All of that works fine, and especially when I compare it to the place where I used to live, down in the Cayman Islands in the Caribbean there, where they're watching a storm system, and I just remember how much we dreaded this time of year, because it was basically, it's like rainy season down there, where it's cloudy and rainy a lot, but then any one of those systems could churn into something tropical. And that's the one thing we're not watching up here right now is, does this current system that's down there churning about, does it become a tropical storm? Does it become a hurricane? Does it just become a big old rainmaker? And are we going to get another 6 inches of rain, you know, as often happens in places like that? So I'm just putting in perspective that we all have our weather features. We don't have hurricanes. We also don't have earthquakes, you know, by and large, and some of the other things that other places do. So I can handle some 30s, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, earthquakes, I don't know about you, but earthquakes kind of scare the crap out of me. That has got to be like the worst natural disaster like threat, because it's always looming, like it's always possible. Yes. I don't think there's a season for that.
And if it starts, like, what do you do? Talk about feeling helpless. Like, the earth is literally moving. It's shaking. Walls are tumbling, you know? I'm thankful not to be there. I've been to California, I want to say, 3 times. Okay. And it's been fine each time. I can't quibble with it. But the whole time you're there, you're nervous. You're thinking about that, you know? And so if somebody said, no, Pat, you have to live in California for this job or that job, I know a lot of people would be like, oh yeah, bro, go ahead. I just don't know if I could say yes to that.
Okay. I guess we're in different places with this. I would live in California.
Okay. So you just got done telling me the earthquakes freak you out, but you'd still live there anyway.
Yeah.
You would take the risk.
Well, you know, come on. Sometimes you just gotta.
you gotta take one for the team.
Yeah. You take one for the team and live in California.
I really want to get rid of winter and, have eternal sunshine. Well, look, if you're into that, then by all means, take that and the risk of the earthquakes that come along with it. It's like I said, you get the good and the bad with everything, no matter where you live. And that what we've got right now are temperatures in the 30s that we'll have to deal with for a little bit longer. And then at some point, the foreseeable future, it won't be long until the 30s. Sound warm to us. It's like, could we please get back to the 30s? So let's keep that in mind. All right, what else is coming up today? Well, the families of people with developmental disabilities are especially worried about their future now that Republicans have shut down key government services and are making health insurance less affordable. And keep in mind this fact: around 80% of women with some form of intellectual disability have been sexually assaulted to some degree, and so access to contraception and other affordable care is especially important. And in our 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to one mother about the real life impact of these political games being played by Republicans in the nation's capital. And in our 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about how political bluster doesn't lower anyone's grocery bill. You can talk tough, you can say all the things you want to say, but are you actually doing anything to tame inflation? Well, that's certainly reflected in the latest polling on how the president is handling the economy. And the latest polling numbers don't even take into account the newest round of anger sweeping Americans now that President Trump has said he wants to give Argentina a massive buyout. So massive, the bailout, I should say, is enough to pay for the health insurance discounts that he's taking away from Americans for a year or two. And now he's offering to import beef from Argentina, which has left a lot of rural voters and consumers wondering who the heck it is they voted for. We'll talk to Sean O'Malley about that in Your Money and the Markets. We'll also take note that the State of Wisconsin Investment Board, it's a follow-up to a story we talked about a couple months back when it was learned that the State Investment Board had invested somewhat heavily in cryptocurrency, which I'm not sure why any responsible investor would do that, but that's me. Other people have made that decision. And at the time, I recall saying something along the lines of, okay, they're in. Make these investments as smart as you can and then get out. Well, a story came out this week that said that's pretty much what the state's investment board did. They got in, they made a killing, and then they quickly got out. I mean, back to what we were just talking about with online sports betting. I mean, that's the model you want, is when you win something big, take the winnings, put them in your pocket and go away. You know, don't put it all back into the rat hole. And so we'll ask Sean about crypto and state investment boards and doing things like that. Talking about sports here for a moment, we've got to get to a brand new season. Parker, the Milwaukee Bucks are underway, and we can already talk about your first place Milwaukee Bucks having won their season opener by defeating the lowly Washington Wizards last night, 133-120. Thank you. Thank you very much. I guess there was a wonderful ovation for Chris Middleton. It was his first game back in Milwaukee since he was dealt at last season's trade deadline. He got a big ovation in the pregame introductions. And then during the first time out of the game, the Bucks played a video tribute to him, also to a very nice round of applause, which I have to say that there are times when I'm like, don't be so buddy-buddy. You know, you guys are supposed to be opponents. You're supposed to be trying to beat each other's brains in. But then there's a time when somebody makes a homecoming where, you know, it's okay to do that. And for Chris Middleton, especially, a very well-liked, respected teammate.
That's great. And so impactful, too, for the Bucks over the last, oh God, I don't even know how long. I don't follow the Bucks. That's why I don't know how long. But it seems like a while.
Yeah, well, it's like when Willie Adames came back this season with the San Francisco Giants, and he gets this big ovation, and then he launches a home run, and it was, to me, that was one of the funnier points of the season, was the mix of applause and boos. Like, all right, we're happy for you. Now we hate you. We you still love
one.
You.
You get one homer. You. That's
you get
it.
One, and, but then guess what? He got another, which is just so frustrating. But Roger's already on the bandwagon. Giannis for MVP. Yep, I'm with you, Roger. Puts that on Facebook. On YouTube, Tony writes, undefeated. Yep, we got that going for us as well. This is a weird one to say. Milwaukee's Gary Trent Jr. scored 17 points. Miles Turner had 11 points in his Bucks debut. We have to learn some new names, including names of people who were rivals previously. True. So
Miles Turner has been like an all Wisconsin boy in the last like month or so. I don't follow the Bucks hardly at all, but to see somebody come onto a team and embrace the culture that is already around that team is so awesome. Mm-hmm. Like it put a smile on my face how much he's been having time with Wisconsin sports.
Hey, come on, that's all we want. Along with your athletic ability and please win lots of games, but to also, you know, not be a mercenary, but be a neighbor, be a part of the community. And we appreciate that very much. So hopefully that'll make the Bucks season a little bit more enjoyable. The Bucks, by the way, their second game of the season will be in Toronto come Friday. All right, still ahead, we're going to be talking about the Wrecking Crew, and later we'll get to today's history lesson, more Weird Al Yankovic. He's got a lot in this week's history lessons. That's all coming up from the heart of America's up north. Live from Lake Wissota, I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back. It is 6:22 on a Thursday morning. Time to look ahead to the weekend, and that's where we turn to Up North News social media manager Sharita Booker, who finds all of these things online because she's busy posting all these things online that we do. Look for Up North News WI on your favorite social media platform. Sharita, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Pat. How are you?
Good. I know we've got Halloween next week. We've talked about it a little bit, but we are still very much in fall festival season. But one community has figured out how to combine the two, a little spooky Halloween stuff, a little fall festival stuff. Let's get things started in Beaver Dam.
The 8th annual Fall Downtown Fest and the 4th annual Casket Races kick off this Saturday in Beaver Dam.
Sorry, I just want to make sure, in case anybody missed it, it's the Fall Downtown Fest and Casket Races.
Oh, yes, Casket gotcha. Races.
All right.
It's an all-day celebration packed with family fun, and you can start your morning with the vendor market at the Watermark from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., full of local crafts, gifts, and treats, plus food served up by the American Legion Auxiliary. Then bring the kids downtown for trick-or-treating from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Businesses will be handing out candy all afternoon. There will also be a pumpkin decorating, costume contests, games, food trucks, and even a chamber of mystery at the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center. Casket racing, which starts at 1:30, is a fast-paced event where teams push decorated caskets on wheels down South Spring Street. It's a mix of competition and creativity, with the team showing off their designs and costumes as they race for a $1,000 prize. And then the Monster Bar Crawl is from 5 to 11 p.m., where adults can enjoy Halloween-themed cocktails and live music at local bars. So for the full schedule of events, visit beaverdamchamber.com.
This has to be the most well-rounded celebration. Trick-or-treating for the kids, a Monster Bar Crawl, and casket races somewhere in the middle.
That's the first I've heard.
Is amazing. All right, so that's Beaver Dam. And you heard the website. So let's move on. Let's go over to Milwaukee's downtown. And what have they got going on this weekend?
They have the annual Jack-O-Lantern Jubilee, which is downtown Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bear Community Commons. And it's completely free. And this event will feature complimentary pumpkins while they last, a decorating station hosted by artists working in education, face painting, balloon art, and a live DJ set by Kid Boogie Down. There will also be a special Goosebumps performance by First Stage and Halloween goodie bags and plenty of surprises along the way. The Halloween Village is back and bigger than ever with magical displays and photo ops. And make sure to grab a sweet treat for the kiddos at Andy Candy Apples or Ben & Jerry's. So for more details, visit MilwaukeeDowntown.com.
MilwaukeeDowntown.com. Everybody welcome, except Josh Showman, Eric Tony, and any other politicians that like to bash Milwaukee. You clearly are too afraid to show up on a Saturday afternoon in downtown. So everybody else, come on down. And our last stop is going to be Oak Creek.
Yep, Oak Creek Fall Festival is back Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Drexel Town Square. You'll find nearly 100 vendors, live entertainment, hay rides, pumpkin decorating, and even a petting zoo. Kids can get their face painted, meet farm animals, or show off their costume in the Kids Costume Parade at 12:30. There will also be story time in the library, magic shows, caricatures, and an inflatable corn maze. It's also the last day of the Oak Creek Farmers Market, so you can grab some fresh produce, baked goods, and local favorites while you're there. Live music will run all day on the main stage, starting with EP Jazz Combo and the Jake Warren Duo to close things out. It's free to attend and a great way to enjoy the outdoors while the temps are still bearable here in Wisconsin. So for more details, visit oakcreekwi.gov.
Hold on. This might be the most suburban thing I've ever heard of. An inflatable corn maze.
Yeah, that's what it's like in the city.
That's hilarious. I love this. What a great collection of things that Sharita Booker puts together for us. And then we'll get set for Halloween next week. Sharita, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great start to the weekend.
Thank you, Tupac.
By the way, that's not the only stuff you can do this weekend. There's Waupaca has the Halloween on Main Street this weekend. Whitefish Bay has their Great Pumpkin Festival. Eagle River has Hollow Fest, and the Medford Chamber Harvest Days are all going on this weekend. Head over to travelwisconsin.com to learn much more. All right. Well, in national news, of course, you by now have seen the pictures, even though the Trump administration doesn't want you to see the pictures, that it's no longer just the east facade of the White House that's being torn down. It's the flippin' East Wing. Just a massive demolition that nobody would be able to get away with otherwise without a series of, let me take you back to civics class here. Remember checks and balances? You know, I mean, do you think Chief Justice John Roberts could just go and tear down the marble columns outside of there? It's not how it's supposed to work, unless, of course, you're an authoritarian monarch, and then you do whatever you can do and make people have to stop you. So he's getting away with it to this point, but it's not, shall we say, endearing him to people. You know, the polling numbers are not looking good, and this doesn't help. Here's the other thing that doesn't help. The president is doing a shakedown of you, the American taxpayer. Now, at first, it appears like he's engaged in a mob boss style shakedown of the Department of Justice. All right. Because again, the convicted criminal was elected president and is now shaking down the Department of Justice because he gets to run it now and is demanding $250 million to cover all of the expenses and pain and suffering of him being prosecuted, you know, for the crimes that he committed. And it's not that he's shaking down bureaucrats in D.C. If he gets this money, he's getting it from you and me, the taxpayer. That's how this works. Is that really what people voted for? Was to say, sure, Mr. Trump, how much money would you like me to give you? And then, of course, there's the news that Trump once again says he was surprised that Vladimir Putin says one thing but does another when it comes to Ukraine. And so the president is announcing a new round of sanctions. I don't know if they'll work as well as all the other ones did, but you can imagine my shock to find out that Trump was shocked that Vladimir Putin wasn't on the up and up with him about Ukraine. And this is the guy we got running things. Today's history lesson is coming up next. Remember, follow what we do at upnorthnewswi.com or search for NewsWI on social media. I'm Pat Kratlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Oh, you bet. Wisconsin beef producers, whether they're native beef or dairy beef, they're worried about Argentina beef entering their marketplace. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and we'll hear what one Wisconsin beef producer worries about most. That's next.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
Brady Zooks, a beef producer just outside of Ladysmith. He's also a member of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. He said what bothers him is consumers are still buying beef, even at an escalated price. That's why the idea of bringing Argentinian beef into the U.S. marketplace bothers him.
We're near the high of our 10-year cycle right now based on limited cattle inventory. There's just less calves around to feed. So it's a cycle, right? Things go up, things go down, and these are the times where we as producers can be profitable, make money, and then save that up for the good or the times that come that aren't as rich. What really concerns me, you know, is the outside, manipulation, you could say, of the cattle market, right? Cattle market's based on free trade principles, supply and demand, and any kind of outside intervention really wreaks havoc in our markets.
Brady Zook, a member of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association, a beef producer himself by Ladysmith, irritated at the idea of Argentinian beef being introduced to the U.S. marketplace. One item to make note of, we're finding out that today the U.S. Department of Agriculture may reopen Farm Service Agency offices to release about $3 billion in aid directly to farmers. This happening despite the government shutdown continuing. It's a developing story we'll keep an eye on. Keeping an eye on markets, those numbers are next.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
This morning, December corn is up a penny at 424. November beans are up 2 at 1037. July wheat's unchanged. Yesterday, the barrel cheese dropped 2 to 175.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 2.5 at 174. And AA butter dropped 3.5 on Wednesday to 154.5 per pound. There's your market snapshot on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation. And home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty. We are going to drop into the mid to upper 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Jason Mansmith from Green Lake's Thrasher Theater makes the popcorn pick of the week. Then Chris Rogowski from Chicken or the Egg Photography makes an in-studio visit. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Today's history lesson gets started with Dwight Yoakam. Dwight Yoakam, 69 years old today, kicking off today's history lesson, which has a little bit of a local bent to things today. First off, happy birthday to Channel 7 up in Wausau, WSAW-TV, which signed on this day in 1954 as WSAU-TV, and then would change its call letters to WSAW in 1981. It's been a CBS station pretty much for the whole run, although at times it also belonged to the Dumont Television Network. The Dumont Television Network, basically the Edsel of television networks. Neither one got past the 1950s.
Okay, good. I was going to say I am so unfamiliar with that. I feel like I should have seen that while I was looking for a job.
Nope, absolutely not. No reason to be familiar with Dumont at all. Also, on this day in 1921, the Green Bay Packers played their first ever game in the American Professional Football Association, the forerunner to the National Football League. And in that first game in 1921, they beat the Minneapolis Marines 7-6 at Hagemeister Park in Green Bay. From the very beginning, the team from Green Bay has been dominant over the team from Minnesota.
Oh, of course. That's
the Minneapolis Marines, because, you know, City of Lakes. That's the best I got. So. Yeah. On this day in 1961, the number one song was by Dion. Run Around Ooh is the number one song this day, 64 years ago. On this day in 2001, Apple Computer released the iPod. Boy, that changed everything. It really did. I mean, and it caught on because Microsoft had, what was it called? The Zune, I think it was. And then there were all these other MP3 players. I had one that looked like a brick. I forget who made it now. And then the iPod came along and everybody was like, oh, that's way better. Let's use that. And that's where we've been ever since.
I don't remember if I had an iPod. Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the iPhone didn't come along for another 5 years or so.
Okay. I remember the iPod Touch.
Everybody had your iPod to go along with your Palm Pilot or your BlackBerry. Those were the big phones at the time.
Techie.
Until once again, Apple came along with the iPhone and people were like, oh yeah, that's better. Because now my music is in my phone too. And now it's in my Apple Watch right here. And pretty soon it'll be the brain chip up here. And, you know, just take my money. Take my money. That's how it works. Also in today's history lesson, the late Johnny Carson, the king of late night, was born this day 100 years ago. This would be Johnny Carson's 100th birthday. He passed away at 80 back in 2005. A serious note in today's history lesson from 1983 when U.S. peacekeepers in Lebanon were attacked. The Marine Corps barracks was hit by a truck bomb, killing 241 Marines and other personnel. All right, let's move up to 2018 right now, and you're going to hear a song on today's history lesson that is not the same as the song we talked about the other day, and that's all because on this day in 2018, the Freddie Mercury biopic Bohemian Rhapsody, starring Rami Malek, premiered. Not Harry Belafonte. Not the Banana Boat song, Parker.
I thought that this was the origin of this,
I totally understand how you get that from the very beginning. But back to the movie. Did you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah, I think you'd really like that. And you don't have to be a big Queen fan to appreciate the movie. But anyway, Rami Malek did a great job. He did not do all the singing in it. The film used an amalgamation of his voice, some original recording from Freddie Mercury, the vocals of a Canadian singer, Mark Martel. And so it was an interesting bit of high tech so that it wasn't just all Freddie, not all Rami, yeah. But still a very nice film all the way around. That was on this day in 2018. There was something else going on that day in 2018. Megyn Kelly set the stage for her firing from NBC after making comments supporting blackface on her NBC morning show. It was the last straw after a string of awkward interviews, hostile interviews, lackluster ratings. She made a tearful apology a day or two later, but then was fired a day or two after that. And afterwards, and since that time, you know, same old Megyn Kelly, you know, the one who said it's a, quote, historical fact that Jesus Christ, a man born in the Middle East, was a white man. You do you, Megyn Kelly. Is this not, Weird Al Yankovic is next on the list. Is this not the third time we've mentioned Weird Al this week? Are we?
I think it's the third time.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, there's a reason for it today. It has nothing to do with a record being released or novelty songs or anything like that. It's Weird Al's birthday.
Hey, like a surgeon, getting for the very first time.
And Weird Al Yankovic is 66 years old today. He gave us, of course, I Love Rocky Road and the Hamilton Polka and just a ton of other songs. And yeah, 66 years old today.
I forgot about the Hamilton Polka.
Oh, isn't it good? I really liked it. Actor Ryan Reynolds is 49 years old today. And Chicago had the number one song on the day that Ryan Reynolds was born, this day in 1976. This song confused a lot of people. They're like, wait a minute, this is Chicago? The band with all the trumpets, the horns, the horn band, the brass band, that Chicago? What's this? Well, what this was written by Peter Cetera, sung by him as well, and it became Chicago's first number one hit. And it led to their first Grammy Awards as well, at which point they were like, as we've talked about a lot, there's a lot of groups that start as rock and roll. Then they realize there's money to be made in schmaltz. And it was all love ballads and things after that point, because the answer to all your questions is money. 1976, the number one song. Let's see. Beyonce released Irreplaceable on this day in 2006. This song was originally a country record when it was first written. It was rearranged as a mid-tempo ballad with pop and R&B influences. Lyrics were juggled a bit to make it more of a girl power song. It was nominated for the Grammy's Record of the Year, and it became Beyoncé's fourth number one in the U.S., released this day 19 years ago. On this day 50 years ago, speaking of girl power, 1975... 90% of the women in Iceland stopped working to protest the gender pay gap and the unequal distribution of unpaid labor. They essentially shut down the country for the day. They made their point because not long after that, an equal rights law would be passed to address what had been a glaring gender pay gap in Iceland.
90%?
Yep. Yep.
That
said,
is
nope,
incredible.
We're not showing up for work. We're not babysitting your kid if they're doing daycare. Just everything that they were doing, they just stopped doing for a day. And you hear people talk all the time about, oh, there needs to be a general strike, A general strike is not an easy thing to pull off, boys and girls. But the girls did that in Iceland this day 50 years ago. All right, it's not often that we do a double play, a double shot, a twin spin, but... you're about to get a double dose of Adele because on this day in 2012, the 23rd James Bond film was released, and Adele sang the title track to Skyfall. Possible that Skyfall was the last James Bond film that I've seen, and that was 13 years ago. I don't have the list in front of me, but Skyfall sure feels to me like that was the one with Dame Judi Dench in it, and she was wonderful in that film. And I don't really know if I've seen any of the Bond films since.
I don't think I have ever seen any Bond film.
Okay, we're gonna pause the show here for just a moment, folks, so that all of our audience can go, as they often go. Parker, how have you not seen any James Bond films? Any?
I don't.
Okay,
think.
All right, folks, you know what to do. You got to get in the comment sections right now, and you've got to give a recommendation, because you know what. They are not all good.
I was going to say, there's so many, they cannot all be good.
Some of them are absolute turkeys. I will be the first to admit it. Some of them got a little bit darker, just a little too much on the torture and stuff like that.
Sure.
But there are, yep, Tony right there in YouTube. What? How many question marks and exclamation points can you get in there? But there, now Skyfall was a pretty good one. And like I said, I've only seen, I don't know, somewhere between 5 and 10 myself. But there are a couple of really good ones in there. So I'm hoping that some James Bond fans will help a Parker out, okay? And give your recommendations on what Parker should see one of these weekends when he finally catches up with, civilization. So that was Adele singing along to Skyfall in 2012. 3 years later, Adele released a new single. It was the first single with more than 1 million downloads in its first week. In 2015, so 10 years ago today, do you remember when she first said to everybody, stepping up to the microphone?
Hello, it's me.
Have you seen the Saturday Night Live skit about this one with the family around Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, I think so.
It's a very, very dysfunctional family, and they're arguing and everything, and then suddenly Adele's Hello comes on. And they all just get very tranquil, and they all get into the song, and they all love each other again. It's such an Adele thing.
Adele lives specifically in the early 2010s to me, and sure, in zero other timeline in all of history.
Oh, sure.
She like only exists
the
for
Beatles
like
in the
five.
60s. Yeah, she's yeah, very well defined there. Alicia found the keyboard. I want to know, Parker, how is this possible?
Yeah.
Having not seen the James Bond film. Tony jumps back in and says, Daniel Craig is really good as Bond. I personally really liked Pierce Brosnan. Yeah, me too, Tony, and certain other people that I know. Big Pierce Brosnan fans. And I actually thought he would do a couple of more films. But Daniel Craig was really good from the get-go as James Bond. But I grew up, of course, in the 70s. Roger Moore was James Bond, and then there are others who have played him as well throughout the years. There's always this rumor out there that Idris Elba is going to play him in some future movies. I don't know if anything's going to become of that, but there you go, little catching up for Parker to do on James Bond. What do we got for the National Day calendar today?
It is Croc Day. The shoes.
Croc Day, like the shoes.
Crocs, yes. I'm a big fan of Crocs, although I do not have any anymore. I have not since I was a kid.
It turned out I had one pair accidentally. Oh. I really liked the pair of sandals, and one day I looked at them, and I'm like, oh, they're Croc sandals. All right, well, I guess I like Crocs now. What else?
You mentioned earlier iPod. It is iPod Day.
Okay.
It is also Slap Your Coworker Day.
Which is why we do this by distance. We found out that virtual shows work better on days like this. And one more?
It is also TV talk show host day. Not quite radio,
wrong,
but we're close.
Nope. We're just going with talk show host day.
All right.
Don't you be leaving out those radio people. You got that? Okay. Happy TV show host day for Johnny Carson's 100th birthday. Alicia recommends Casino Royale, and we will pause here. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Matt Nair on air.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that they had arrested the girlfriend of the head of Antifa. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I am the head of Antifa.
You are?
And yes, and I think my wife turned in my girlfriend. So,
oh, you're in trouble now, Troy.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke. Fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, home of the Midwest Farm Report. Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
From Main Street to Madison, stay informed with the Civic Media Radio Network news team. More at WLAKradio.com.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, you can get our daily newsletter at Up North News. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com and get yourself signed up. Hit subscribe up in the banner up at the top of the page there. And just taking a look at some of the things that Ellie is putting into today's newsletter. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Here are ways that you can help. Help with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, help yourself with early detection and things like that. So we've got that in there. And also our story about Halle Berry, we talked about yesterday how she did a press conference and then later testified virtually to a legislative committee about menopause and women's health and the need to put more resources into things like education, public education about menopause, treatment of symptoms. And so all that and more is in our daily newsletter. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com to learn more. 6:53 right now. And before we took a break, we were educating Mr. Parker Olson, esteemed producer here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network, about James Bond films and whether you would recommend any in particular. And just before the break, both Alicia and Tony highly recommended Casino Royale, although Tony also puts up on YouTube, you have to watch GoldenEye, just from the massively popular GoldenEye on Nintendo 64 back in the day. Oh. Also has Sean Bean as the villain, so a nice connection to Game of Thrones.
Oh,
I did not know that. Did not see that coming.
I, when I and think, I, no, go ahead. When I think Sean Bean, I think Lord of the Rings and National Treasure. That's my generation.
Oh, well, I suppose, yes, that would be yours. And some of us are in the Game of Thrones cycle. I could hear people yelling at the radio when we rattled off some of the James Bond characters, you know, Roger Moore and Pierce Brosnan and others going, hello, Sean Connery, the first James Bond.
I was,
and again, Parker's generation's over here going, wait, the guy from Celebrity Jeopardy? You know, laughing at Will Ferrell's Alex Trebek. Yeah, same guy, but he was a lot younger then. Dr. No from 1962 and From Russia with Love in 1963. Goldfinger from 1964. That's one that a lot of people say is like, that's just your classic Bond right there. Thunderball in 1965. You Only Live Twice in 1967. And then apparently, I don't know, he was done because the next James Bond in one and only one movie was the utterly forgettable George Lazenby in 1969 for On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Sean Connery did Diamonds Are Forever in 1971. And then Roger Moore took over. And so a lot of us grew up with movies like Live and Let Die, The Man with the Golden Gun, The Spy Who Loved Me. By the time they got to Moonraker in 79 and For Your Eyes Only in 81, I was just like, okay, we might be done with this. But no, there were more. There was Octopussy in 1983, View to a Kill in 1985. And then it was turned over to the also utterly forgettable Timothy Dalton, which, does anybody remember The Living Daylights from 1987? No, you do not. License to Kill in 1989. They then turned things over to Pierce Brosnan, who did GoldenEye in 95, Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day. Also, he did four of them before Daniel Craig came along. And Daniel Craig's Casino Royale was 2006, which, yes, I would say that was his first Bond movie and was extremely good. It was followed by Quantum of Solace, which was a little darker. I was a little more iffy. And then Skyfall in 2012. And at that point, I was like, okay, I feel like I've seen enough of these. So I have not seen Spectre, which was 10 years ago now, 2015, and No Time to Die from 2021. So if there are new ones in the works, I don't know who's playing them or when they might be coming out. Or much like Marvel movies, have they run their course?
Well, I was gonna say I don't know, are James Bond films all like in one canonical timeline?
No. They learned long ago. Kind of like Game of Thrones are like, we're now just making stuff up as we go. You have to. It's same with Marvel. It's just and now all of the Batman movies. How many origin stories of Batman and Spider-Man have we seen over time?
Yeah,
every generation wants their own origin story, and then a couple of sequels, and then you start over again. Rinse, repeat.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have some better entertainment news for us? We can get off the James Bond thing here now. What else you got?
I have a little entertainment news. The NFL is keeping Bad Bunny as the Super Bowl halftime performer, despite a lot of whining.
Oh my God, so much whining. People, do you hear yourselves going, oh, Bad Bunny, not an American, man, speak English. So many people want George Strait, which, again, I know, country legend. Everybody likes him. All right. Fine, get a stage, put it at the 50-yard line, put a stool on the stage next to a mic stand, put a piece of white toast on the stool, let it sing, and that'll make people happy as long as it's not Bad Bunny. That, you know, they will take vanilla George Strait anytime. So let me just say, there are a lot of geniuses out there who got on social media and know that George Strait did this wonderful song in Spanish called El Rey. And they are so on the money saying Bad Bunny and George Strait need to come out together on stage and do a version of El Rey. That is genius. That is your Coca-Cola, I'd like to teach the world to sing moment right there, if we could get that. So all you folks who just want George Strait, stop it. Let's get George Strait and Bad Bunny, Tony, on YouTube. That would be amazing, right? And then, you know, maybe get a few other people out there. Maybe get Beyonce, you know, get all this. What's the word I'm looking for? Diversity. And
what
watch
idea?
Donald Trump's mind go. Oh, I just made myself so happy. And you know why? Because it would make a lot of other Americans happy too, to see that, you know, there's so much that unites us about music and about appreciation for each other's cultures. And that for at least a moment, the dividers and the haters, the ones who want to undermine what's already planned for the Super Bowl, can just sit down and shut up and enjoy this wonderful spectacle that could be put on, starting with, as it should, Bad Bunny. I think that'd be awesome. So much more ahead for the next 2 hours, powered by Up North News. These are Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, follow us at upnorthnewswi.com. So much more ahead right after the news here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The demolition of part of the White House goes on.
This morning, sources tell ABC News the entire east wing of the White House is being torn down as soon as this weekend, to make way for President Trump's massive new ballroom, which he now says will cost $300 million. A cost he now claims will be split between private donors and himself.
ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House. The U.S. military launching another strike against what the White House says is a drug-carrying vessel. Two people were killed in the Eastern Pacific. President Trump justifying the strikes by asserting that the U.S. is engaged in an armed conflict with drug dealers and criminal organizers. Vice President J.D. Vance in Israel criticizing that country's parliament vote today authorizing the annexation of the West Bank. And in New York, there was fear that Broadway would be shut down starting today, but the Musicians Union just announced it's reached a tentative deal to avoid a walkout. This is ABC News.